KRX. Dating to the Renaissance, Italian is the language of music. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio presents two Italian greats, conductor Daniele Rostione, conducting Subito con Forza by Unsuk Chin, Italian for suddenly with force. And we'll hear Francesco Piemontese with Brahms, Maestoso. Plus Allegro Vivace from Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. Va tutto bene, it's all good. Jim Cunningham with you. I have the tiramisu. The Spanos Group of Raymond James picks up the controllo. Spanos Group of Raymond James, esteemed supporter of WQED-FM, who has been supporting Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania for several decades with financial guidance and services. Go to spanosgroup.com to learn more. And the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra support this program. There was some extra drama behind the stage with this concert. Aileen Chen was to make her debut, but had to bow out at the last minute. Daniele Rustione stepped in, but he was busy that week conducting Falstaff at the Metropolitan Opera. No problemo. He'll explain in a bit, but he's happy to be with his colleague, Francesco Piemontese.
We worked, a lot together, at least six times, also with the Brahms. The first time we played the Burlesque by Strauss, then a Mozart, three Mozarts together, the Brahms. So it's like a journey into German repertoire from lighter to heavier, and the pleasure, I guess, of playing with him the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 is, well, first of all, there is a lot of symphonic density about this concerto, because it was supposed to be his first symphony and then he changed his mind, so the orchestra is quite present, and I think all the introduction on the first movement is epic. It's just epic. The beginning is almost like the Big Bang, the creation itself. No, it reminds me a little bit of the beginning of Haydn creation, but it has just an impact and a drama at the beginning with the horns and the timpano, and then you are right from the second bar then into this incredible drama and music that is written. It's extremely fluid. No, it's not in six. It's not in two. It's something in the middle, and you just navigate into this wonderful, dramatic music. And then the piano comes in, and it's, of course, a great piece for piano, and it's extremely hard, extremely demanding technically, but it's also concertante. And that makes the music making 50-50, and that makes really the orchestra a partner 50-50 also.
Here is Daniele Rustione to conduct Francesco Piemontese. You'll hear Johannes Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Piano Concerto No. 1 by Johannes Brahms, the D minor concerto played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The pianist was Francesco Piemontese and the conductor Daniele Rustioni. Brahms played his concerto first in Hanover, Germany on the 22nd of January, 1859, with his friend Josef Joachim conducting. Fritz Reiner invited Eunice Norton to the Syria Mosque to play it in 1940. Hélène Grimaud played it more recently. The Brahms first was heard at Heinz Hall with Manfred Honeck in 2014. How did Francesco Piemontese arrive at his interpretation of Brahms? Of course, he had help along the path.
Look, some of your mentors, your influences, your teachers have the great poetry that you have. Alfred Brendel, Murray Pariah, Alexis Weissenberg played here on this stage, and you worked with them all, and there's a little bit of that influence in your fingers.
Well, I think so, you know. I had to study with all of these people and trying to, sometimes even within the same week, I traveled to 2-3 of them and work on the same piece, and they all told me different things, but often they work on the same passages, meaning those passages were maybe not very organic yet. And then, of course, at a certain point, you have to try to take all these influences and to make it to something that belongs to you, because once you go on stage, it's not Alfred, it's not Murray, it's me who goes on stage. So I'm glad I had the time to develop. You know, my career didn't explode when I was 17. It was very gradual and very slow. And this allowed me to do this process of seasoning, which I think now is paying off.
Francesco Piemontese, he's accepted a floral bouquet from Mary Person, Vice President of Artistic Planning for the orchestra. The standing ovation at Heinz Hall has resulted in an encore.
Thank you.
Francesco Piemontese with Carl Szymanowski's Etude No. 3 from the Four Etudes, Opus 4. An encore at Heinz Hall after Piemontese played the Brahms First Concerto with Daniele Rustione and the Pittsburgh Symphony. It was made popular by the renowned Polish pianist Ignacjan Paderewski. So how does Daniele Rustione conduct Falstaff live on a Saturday matinee radio broadcast at the Metropolitan Opera in between concerts on Friday night and Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh at Heinz Hall? He has the story in just a moment, plus Suddenly with Force, Subito con Forza by Unsuk Chin and Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances, all on the way. Jim Cunningham, glad to stay in the broadcast booth for the duration. Associate conductors Jacob Joyce and Moon Doe help in the preparation of these programs. Malia Toranjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. The Spanos Group and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony support these broadcasts. Please let your favorite classical station know you appreciate that these programs are distributed across the country by PRX.